students, and so we'll see. Hopefully, as things progress, you know, we get the right information so we can make our own decisions.
Okay, very good. Have you heard anything that suggests, disregard, stand by one.
Well, I expect there'll be the usual amount of memos emailed out by the administration regarding hand washing and sanitary habits, and you know, if you don't feel good, go to the nurse kind of thing. But other than that, I think it's just way too early.
Have there been any confirmed cases in Flushing?
Well, the thing is if you check the local New York news, I think they're keeping it very vague. They'll say there's about four suspected cases that the CDC is working on, but at this time they're not giving out any names or pinpoint locations. But I believe New York City, outside of China, has one of the largest populations of affected individuals.
I would guess that that's a correct statement, as far as I understand it. But the thing that would get me, or not get me, but the thing that I would think about is, you know, what is my direct contact? From what I understand, it takes direct physical contact. It's not aerosolized, so maybe that's a way to limit your exposure.
Right. So I don't know if my information is correct, but I also understand that you could be a carrier, carrier up to 2 weeks before you have symptoms. So that's kind of scary.
Yeah, I agree with that. I didn't realize it was a 2 week period that you could. That you needed to incubate the thing in you. There's a term for it, and I can't remember the term at the moment. But, yeah, that would have my attention. Boy. All right, my signal is going to degrade here because I'm going down a hill into a little RF valley. But I'll keep going until you tell me you can't understand me.
Roger. I'm pulling up on Casina, so I'm basically here. So I will bid you 73s and have a good day. I'm sorry, can you give me your name again? This is Mike, K2MJT.
Certainly, Mike. My name is Mike. My call is N1YDY.
Okay, thank you for that. All right, have a good day in 73s. I'll hopefully catch you again soon.
Very good. 73, Mike. This is N1YDY, and I'm QRT for a while.
K2MJT. I'm out.
NY2H. WA2CDL. You out, Lou?
Good morning. WB2CSE. This is not he, but this is me.
Okay. We lost the link. Yeah, good morning. I don't know if you know. Yesterday, because Lou called me, we lost the link from Glen Oaks to Selden. It's down right now. I don't hear anything. But interestingly enough, about 10 minutes ago, I keyed up the repeater and it was up. It came up, it came back. I only keyed it up for 2 or 3 seconds. And I keyed up a few times, and every time I keyed it, it came up. And now it's gone again. Now it's down. So there's something intermittent, and it's down right now as I speak.
Okay, the answer to your first question is yes. And, I don't know, you gonna have time to go over there and take a quick look today?
I was thinking of that, yeah. Oh, it just came back. As I speak, now it's back. Here it is. I don't know if you're listening. It's back now. But let's see. I want to get an idea what's going on. one is going to drop again.
Yeah, I obviously see that. Interesting.
Yeah, it's back now. Yeah, I'm wondering if it's the well, it could be the power supply. Now it's gone. It just dropped. And now it's back. You're probably listening. You can hear it. I wonder if it's the power supply to the PA. We're losing the PA.
I would just make a guess, maybe. Let's see. If I had a guess, maybe the exciter is going out of lock. Because I don't. It's a completely different power supply, you know. And not that it can't be bad, but they usually don't fix themselves.
Yeah, I know, because we didn't we replace the supply? Because it is because of the problem with the other one. So yeah, I guess I'll have to just check that and see. But it could be the safe lock loop.
Well, only way to check is by going up there.
Yeah, is there a, for checking the phase lock loop, there's got to be a test point that you measure a certain voltage to make sure it's locking. Maybe that voltage is at the very edge. I have to look that up and see because I haven't done it.
Okay. Yeah, you got to plug the computer in. And there's metering on the MS Edit software so you can look at it.
All right. All right, that's good. Yeah, that could be done.
Yeah. You know, I might be able to get up there later in the day, but I'm not sure.
Okay. All right, let's see what happens. I have to go to get some blood work done today also. So I'm thinking what time. They just opened now. And, I'm waiting for a call. I gotta find out something about this week, about this work schedule. So I gotta see what's gonna happen with that. I can't leave just yet.
Okay. Interesting. Seems to be on fairly consistently now.
Yes.
Never a dull moment.
I know, it's too bad because hopefully, you know, it's better if something goes out and stays out, then you can fix it. If something starts to work, then it's a little bit harder.
Yes, and odds are, you're not going to find it when you're there.
Yeah, unless you go tap a couple of... did you hear that, by the way? I just heard it just dropped. Very fast, momentarily. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I did. The more I'm thinking about it, the more I'm thinking it's the loop lock.
Do you have another synthesizer or card? We could just swap it out?
Not for that, Floyd.
All right, so this is the only one we have then.
Well, not entirely. You got two over at the other location.
I guess it has to be that split, so it's got to be the same, frequency band?
That's correct.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense. So where would the other two be? All right, you'll tell me later. I'm just questioning it myself.
You want me to give you the phone call before I get out of the car?
Yeah, do that.
WB2CSC.
WA2CDL in 1YDY.
I'm on the phone, be right back.
Hello?
NYDY, Mobile 2, listening.
K2KNH Mobile, good morning.
Good morning, K2KNH, N1YDY here. Name is Hank. I know we've spoken before, but I can't remember your name.
It's okay, Hank. I do it all the time. My name is Charlie, and and it's Monday again. But I know as of last night, the Eastern Link wasn't working. I don't know if they corrected it yet. Have you heard anybody from the West End?
I hear, well, first of all, I'm on the West End, and I hear Andy talking about it dropping out, the link dropping out and coming back on its own, and they're trying to figure out what the issue is.
Well, you were coming in so great, I thought you were sitting next to me. But obviously it's working now, but I'm glad to hear it.
So I'm in Seacliff on my way to Glen Cove, just following somebody who's dropping a car off at a mechanic. Nothing terribly earth-shaking, but that's my my morning mission, if you know what I mean.
Well, we all have to see the mechanic from time to time. There's no way around it, but it's less often than it used to be.
That absolutely depends on what you drive. Right now I'm driving a Subaru, and it's been extremely reliable, but stand by one, gonna see what this person is doing. Isn't that very, very clever? God, I hate idiots. Subaru's been very good, but I previously drove an Alpha, and the mechanic was in my town, and I basically, you know, put his kids through school. It was the worst car for maintenance.
KD2KNH. Well, over the years I've had, you know, I always believed in buying American, but then I switched over to Toyota, driving a RAV4, and I put gas in it, do the regular maintenance, and don't have to worry.
No, I understand that. I feel the same way. The only reason I bought this particular Subaru is that my mother had owned it, and when she bought a new car, I knew what had happened to this one, so I figured, okay, I'll buy her car and let her do what she wants to do.
Well, the life of newer cars, too. I mean, it's years ago they just rusted out and they fell apart, and, you know, I've had 150,000 on this, and it's driving like the day I got it, and, you know, no rust, no, you know, exhaust system falling apart every 3 years, so we can't complain.
I agree. Although I did get just shy of 200 out of a 98 Jeep that I replaced with this. And the Jeep had been uncharacteristically reliable.
And that was going to be my next statement, because I see more Jeeps on the roadside are being towed or hearing of people having problems with them. But I guess if you get a good one, they last.
Yep, I agree. I don't know if you can still hear me. I think I might be in a little bit of an RF hole here. Yeah, that was a really good car, and didn't require a lot of maintenance other than brakes and tires and things like that. But, you know, you can't be driving a 98 car forever. I mean, this is 2020 already.
Yes, I'd really stretched it out with my wife. She got in the first Santa Fe, and then she drove that thing for 14 years. And she didn't want to get rid of it, but it was a black car, and the coating was starting to wear off. It looked like it had blotches all over it, so I just felt so bad that she was driving it. We got her a new car.
Okay, well, I'm at my destination, so I'm going to say 73 for now, and I will perhaps catch you later. So good talking to you, Charlie. This is N1YDY, clear.
All right, Hank, you have a good day, and 73, KD2KNH clear.
N1YDY is still there, W82CDO.
Good morning, Andy, KD2KNH. Hank was just dropping a car off, so he may be back on soon.
No, yeah, he called me before. I was listening to you and him, so I didn't realize who signed. So he signed. Okay. Yeah, how you doing? Just got up a little while ago.
All right, I guess this is one of your off days. 40 degrees out already, so nice and sunny. Yeah, get out and enjoy it.
Yeah, it's going to be like this, as far as not having any rain or precipitation, most of the, well, it's not all the whole week, but it's going to get, each day, they say it's going to get a little bit colder. And maybe a little bit of snow or rain at the end of the week. We have to see what's going to happen. Yeah, I'm off today. I'm off tomorrow. I got to go back in Wednesday. I got to go in to the city. I was possibly going to go into the office today. That's in Jersey. So that, of course, if I was going to do that, I would have left already. In fact, I would have been by now. I would have been in Jersey already by now. So, I should leave pretty early. But I got a few other things I got to take care of.
No. I always remember Jersey as a kid as being a horrible place because, you know, you drive over to Jersey and I guess whatever chemical plants are there, it always, oh, it stunk to high heaven. So it always leaves that, you know, in your mind.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, the area that I go is pretty good. It just takes a while. It's a little bit of a trip, and I take the train. I have yet to, in all the years that I've been going to my office, I haven't not driven it once. Thinking back, not once. And that's interesting. When I worked in the city, I used to drive to the city all the time. But did I ever drive when I worked in the other place? When I worked for the Port Authority, because that was in Jersey also, but that was a lot closer. Nope, took the train also, took the fast train. I got to think back. That's how long it's been. But I never drove. I mean, I can. I've driven with other people. No. And the train is convenient, so, you know, at least, to me, it's more relaxing, for sure.
Well, I was never a commuter. Well, for a couple of years, I worked downtown New York, but, I don't understand how people could do it, but you do what you have to do. It's all what you grow up with, I guess, but, wasn't for me. But it is definitely better than driving.
Yeah, that's for sure. All right. So, what else? I guess that's it. I just have to figure out what a little different things that I gotta take care of today. Don't worry, I'm not sick. I'm just coughing because I have a little congestion, but it's not a sickness. I'm okay.
Well, there's a lot of flu going around, you know, and you don't want to get sick again, that's for sure. As well as that virus everybody's worried about, but I believe they had a case over here, but I hope they keep it contained.
Yeah, hopefully they'll come up with some vaccine or something that'll slow it down and maintain it, confine it even more. So, well, we'll see what happens.
All right, I'm going to jump off and grab a cup of coffee, and maybe I'll catch you later. Hank was saying you got the link working again, or it's been cutting in and out, but glad it's working great now.
Yeah, now it's working, yeah, but well, it'll stay that way. We have to see. All right, let you go. Talk to you later.
RBP, NH clear.
Okay, see you later. Is it NTRPC? WHCDO, go ahead. I think it's Matt.
Morning, I hope everybody had a great weekend. There was Winter Field Day. I went on the air at the club. You know, contesting, like, when they have to, you have to really, you know, I get stressed out. Great Salt Bay did it at somebody's house. I tried to get two or three concerts, but every person I got, it was a duplicate. I couldn't believe it. But one of the guys from the club, he was operating a satellite station, and he got, you get 1,500 points. They got 1,500 points. I'm sure they got more than one station. Back to you.
All right, sounds good. I know I was listening in a little bit to the Winter Field Day, and that was late Saturday night. There were some stations on. All right, I'm gonna go. I gotta finish up here what I was doing. I just came on to see if Hank was back, because he left, because he called me. All right, see you later, man. WHCDL. Have a good day.
CDL, N2RB, please. KD2 Canage, are you still there, Charlie, or are you cleared?
WB2ZSE.
All right, Steve, I'm back. I'm still here for now.
Hey.
Yeah, me too.
Ooh. Okay. All right, I was just about ready to leave. To start the day, because I got a lot of stuff to do, and including this that we just spoke about.
Ain't life grand?
No, I got so many other things to take care of today. It's crazy, and then this gets in the way. But you know, that's what they call Murphy's Law, right?
Yeah, let me turn the other radio off. Hold on. Oh, okay, here we go. WB2CSE.
One of the things I wanted to do today is finish up the wiring on this voting system so I could test it. I'm anxious to do that, and I started it. I'm almost done, but I'm not finished. Plus, I had other things to do, so. And then I got other running around to do. You know, that's the way it is.
Yeah, I've heard that. Anyway, yeah, I had to make just a quick stop. I just actually got back in the call when I came back on.
Okay. All right, we'll see what happens.
Yep. Anyway. Ooh. Monday. Forgot I had. Wanted to call. I'll call him later. Just want to see what's going on.
All right, I'm gonna turn the radio off, because I gotta, you know, if I keep staying here, I'll never get anything done, so. It's almost 8:30. See you later. I'll give you a call, so that you know what, how things progress. WHCDL.
Yeah, I'll be around. WB2ZSE.
ZSE, you still there?
NY2H, WB2ZSE.
ZSZ, I'd rather say. Matt, N2RBP. Let's get the email. They're having a flea market next month for Limewalk, so I'm gonna definitely go. I might be able to get some doodads there.
Okay, you realize my suffix is Zulu Sugar Echo, not Delta.
Zulu Sugar Echo. Zulu Sugar Echo. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I thought there might have been somebody else you were looking for. Anyway, good morning. Yeah. Doodads, huh? That's a technical term.
I have two power supplies. I have three. I got a Astron. It was my dad's. And he has meters, like, in series, you know, for his current and for voltage. Then I have an Astron RM, what's it, it's the one with the meter, it's the 35M. So I got Great Salt Bay, like to use the Lincoln ones, which are nice, but they're not the switching power ones. So I have that in my shack. But I'm thinking I have my TS50, because I could use that, you know, I have a case to carry it in. I'm probably going to buy foam to make it more, you know, padded. But anyway, I think I'm going to put my Astron power supply back, but when I hook up the wire that comes off the ICOM 7100, very flimsy, though, the wire. So I got this stiff, like, you know, 10-gauge wire my dad and I used to buy, like, in Home Depot. So I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to cut the terminal, and I'm going to put that on, and then I want to get, like, when you run wire, clip it, they got, like, a plastic, like, it's like you slide it over it and you crimp it. So I want to do that, you know. I'll solder it also. And then I might put one of my, I have my dad's 2-meter 440 radio. And I got my 2-meter old radio, like it's like 20-something, over 25 years old. I might put it in the shack with an AV switch. So that's one of my ideas I'm thinking of doing.
Creating a project for yourself, huh? Okay. Oh, I was just trying to figure out what was going on. My phone just beeped at me saying, you got a meeting in an hour. So hopefully I'll be there.
Now you work, I think you do radio repair. Do you work, I mean the new radios, you know, well there are amateur radio guys today. It's more of an appliance. I mean, you have to learn the electronics and all of that. I built scientific kits when I was a kid, and I worked in electronics years ago, but these radios, the Ampere experience guy working on radios, these radios are all surface mount. I mean, you have to be really careful, you know, very precise.
Yeah, the technology's changed quite a bit. You actually used to be able to put the part in your hand. Now you can put the whole board in your hand. The technology's gotten to a point where it's all tiny surface mount components for the most part. And it makes it extraordinarily difficult to troubleshoot because you have to have a magnifying glass and you have to have the right equipment to be able to desolder and resolder the components.
Well, a colleague of mine at the college, he's the guy that runs the networking department. He was in the Navy. He was not a nuclear, just a regular, I guess, diesel-powered sub. He was an electronic tech, and I think he had to do micro-soldering, but think about it. You're below the water. You can't just come up and get parts, you know? You pretty much have to be self-sufficient. At Suffolk, where I work, I know this guy named Rocco. He works for BAE, so they used to do security for them. The guy to get their certs, like, you know, the people that are assemblers in the soldering. And I thought about sitting in one of his classes. I would love to learn how to solder PC boards. If I could just give me a few hours again, like, no problem, you know?
Yeah, you dropped out for a second. I wasn't sure if it was you or the link, but I didn't quite catch all of the words.
Repeat myself, we have people that give training at the college and seem that for they do it for companies, you know, mill standard soldering to get their certs and all of that. I wouldn't mind sitting in one of the classes and learn how to solder PC boards. Then I could start building kits like when I was a kid.
Yeah, well, I tell you, part of it is finding the right soldering iron and knowing what tips to use. For what circumstance. Everybody gets their own style, as it were. And, you know, it's something that you can learn if you find out what works best for you.
I have a soldering gun from W2NDR. He gave it to me. And I have a soldering with my dad. They got one for me, one for electronics. But, like, Rockwell told me, the ones they use in the class, these are the really good ones. They got this little power supply. The ones I got are probably considered junk compared to what they use in industry. The only thing I've been soldering lately was, like, I was soldering, like, you know, I would put, when I made the lugs up for my i7100 when I got the rig, and I soldered and crimped it. I have a 20-meter dipole, and the connector came off, and I have to fix that. I've been trying to practice how to crimp connectors on, like, you know, RG58 and RG8, and I'm having a problem with it to do it. It's really frustrating for me.
Well, see, Richie gave a class over at HRU on cable and connectors. You probably talked to him about it.
My dad used to buy the ones that crimp. What happened was I was operating 20 meters, and the connector came out, and I thought I fixed it. I think I'm going to strip it more. I'm going to see if I can push it down more, and at the end, you know, solder it, and then I can get it to hold. So, but I don't use the 20. I got a 133-foot dipole. I really don't need that antenna. you know, and they got a random wire. So that's where they got going. So my southern stools aren't bad. You know, you have to heat up the joint, and then you pin it, and you just let it flow. You just can't move it so you don't get a cold solder joint, you know. But it would be nice to build kits if I have a chance. I just have to find what I would like to build. But Radio Shack was great. I used to build designs for a kit. I built a metronome. I built a photo sensor project, an AM radio. It was so much fun.
Yeah, well, long time ago, electronic kits were the thing. I mean, Heathkit obviously made a whole business out of it. And Allied Radio had the night kits, where you could do anything, as you say, from a small AM radio up to a, in Heathkit's case, you could build a color television.
To our variety, I have at home, I got Heathkit catalog from 1977. They had a store in Jericho Turnpike in Westbury. I got the catalog, and this is the advent of the computers. So you could build a computer system, TVs, everything. They got the, oh, it's so cool. What made them go out of business? What happened?
I don't know. I know a lot of people used to build the kits to save money, and that part of it went away. And I don't really know how much of the business that was, because basically, you know, color TVs at the time were serious money, and you could buy the kit for probably half of what it would cost to buy one, and you wound up with a better television, usually. You know, it's probably just a matter of the economics.
You and I answered the question, economics. They started making things over in Japan, and maybe even going to China, and that's why people built it. They built it, you know, they wanted to have fun, but yes, by building it was half the price because you're probably saving on the labor. But I'll tell you something, I can't believe where TVs come along. I had a whole course on TV repair from a neighbor. I taught it, but my dad used to explain how TVs work. It's like a vertical and horizontal scan. That's how it works. So how does it work on the LCD TVs? Because they don't have a tube. It's an LCD panel. So where does that scan go? Is it just the circuit board that's doing that now?
You're talking to the wrong person about televisions. WB2ZSC. Never care to look at the consumer products that much.
Darn that, yeah. Where are you heading today? Where are you heading out today to do field service?
You're headed into my office, and I will have to find out from there what's going on.
First day of classes at the college, so I'm still trying to catch up with some tickets. Not break fix, one break fix. I'm having an issue with this computer, and I'm gonna. As soon as I get to campus, I'm gonna just do some other tickets that are easy to do, like moving a computer, setting somebody up on a new system, and I'm jumping in the campus, being going up over to the main campus, bringing this machine with me, and then I'm going to see what I could do out in Selden, get this fixed, and then come back.
Well, sounds like time management at work.
The computer, it was built specifically for the kids program. It has this piece of software where the parents could sign into this thing. And we locked it down with security where it has like an auto login. My supervisor's been out, and I can't bypass auto. And in theory, it's supposed to hold the shift key down. They might have done something for group policy. I tried different ways. I've gone into the C prompt, the safe mode, try to get into the registry, but I think it's up in terms of group policy. So the problem is it's not bypassing it. It's the problem where a service isn't running with a license in. And I have to call the company where they could remote in and bring the machine to my office. And that's until I can get this out, until I can bypass to go to login. I know how to fix the problem. I just can't. Then I know what to do to fix it.
You can't get to there from here, in other words.
know, and so it's like, you know, he does like group policies and this and that, and so once he'll do, he only the one has likes to get into it. So, you know, that's my issue here. You know. So once I get bypassed, it's like, log them, I have an account, put the machine in my office, put it on my network, my test IP, call the company, they're in Oregon, and they have to update the software anyway on this thing, and then they could fix it for me, and that's it.
Yeah. Well, that's the one thing about modern technology. It always has to be updated.
You know what happens? When you put security in place on these systems, you have that security, like, we have systems set up. We don't want people to get into the desktop and, like, you know, where it just has, you know, where you see the icons. So for group policy, we have it set up where you just, the program opens up and you can't get to, like, the icons, like my computer or the network or control panel or any of the icons that come on the normal machine. But but when you have a problem, this is where you're hindered. So it's a catch 22.
Yeah. Well, they just keep making it more and more complicated. Hang on for 1 second. There we go. Everybody's getting off on the expressway, I guess. I don't know. Must be something free.
I'll tell you, I'm going, you know, you don't want to take the trains on the weekend to be doing track work. So I'm going to the Islanders game this Saturday, but before I go, I'm going to visit my stepdaughter. She moved to Brooklyn, to East Flatbush, you know, with her boyfriend. So I'm going to visit her and then go to the game at the Barclays Center. And then that evening, the Great South Bay, we do a winter night out. So I'm going to drive from Babylon. So I'm going to drive to Babylon. I went to Babylon yesterday to see how to get there. I've been there. I went out of Babylon years ago. I dated a guy that lived in West Islip. So I'm going to go out of Babylon. It's the best way to go because the other stations, the other branches, you have to switch into the Babylon eventually because of the switch work they're doing.
Yeah, I know. I think there's some work going on between, like, Hicksville and Mineola or something like that.
Correct. That's right. My wife has never been to the Babylon Center, so I took a ride. Yes, they've done Sunrise. It's easy to get to. You just take Sunrise, and what you could do is you go to 231N on Montauk Highway in Babylon Village. And just coming into the village, you make a right on. I went another way, which I had to make a U-turn, but you make a right on Deer Park Avenue, and then the next left is Railroad, and you're right there at the train station. It looks like, I don't know if you've been there, but it actually is like, it's kind of like, it looks like Hicksville. It's very similar to the Hicksville train station.
Yeah, I'm familiar with it, but I really haven't been there in a long time. I used to live out in East Islip, had lots of friends in Babylon, you know, friends in Deer Park, you know, so I got by there all the time, but it's just been quite a few years.
The Irish Coffee Pub is in Islip on Carlton. I was going to go out of Islip, but I said, you know what, let me just go out of Babylon, and then when I get back, I'll just drive, take Sunrise to Carlton Avenue, and I'll be there.
Yeah, it's a relatively quick drive. When you get on Sunrise, it's probably about 10 minutes.
As a mag mount, I had a mount that was drilled into the trunk, and I was having issues with it. And when I first had a magma water gun, but I think it's in a position where it's fine now. So when I get over to the train station, I'll probably take the magma and put it in the trunk. Maybe I don't have to even do it. I'll just take the antenna off, you know, whatever. But, or maybe my wife will drive, but I'll probably drive, you know. And it's 25 cents per hour. So if I'm in Babylon from, say, 8 o'clock, they get there at 7:30. Maybe I'll put it in for like 10 hours just to cover myself. You know, just it's not expensive.
Yeah, it sounds pretty reasonable. What was I going to say? I would take, if it's a mag mount, I would take it off and put it in the trunk. Unfortunately, people don't know what they're looking at. They take things because they think it's valuable.
went off. I think I'll do that. I got the other antenna capped off. I never took it out. We'd have to put a rubber plug, so I just capped it up with a cap, you know. So they're not going to take anything there, you know. So, yeah, I'll put it in the trunk. Unless my wife wants to drive, and then I could drink at the thing. But I had to be careful. I went to this thing last year, and I take blood pressure medicine. And when I've had wine or sangria, I've had occasions where it interacts with my blood meds. I got, like, really dizzy. So I'll have my wife drive. Maybe I'll just do that. Then I could drink a little bit.
Well, that's thinking ahead, I guess, if you're into that. You know, it's whatever works for you. And then you don't have to worry about the antenna. I assume she would be driving her car.
She'd be driving her car. Hey, Babin, what you do is you park in the spot. So, yes, I parked in the spot number 28. I mean, it was Sunday. It was dead. It was a lot of spots. Saturday morning, I'll be there probably at 7:30 in the morning. So you park same spot 28 or whatever spot number you're at. And then you go up to a meter. It's like, and you just put the spot number in, and then you just put your quarters in. And then once you do that, you just take the ticket, and you're on your way.
Yep, gotcha. That's a lot of quarters, though.
You know, from the people who sell the tickets at the train. It's zone 9, I think they told me. That's like $12 each way to the pen, you know, off peak. So I'll take it'll be like $24 round trip.
Cheaper than driving. You gotta figure you gotta pay for parking if you're driving. And that's gonna cost you at least $30, if not more.
You have to pay for the parking and after the Coliseum, the real pain getting out of there after the game. If I take the train and then the subway to Atlantic Avenue, I'm better off. And it's probably still cheaper than paying for the parking and everything else.
Yeah, that's what I was commenting on. I apparently doubled with you. WB2ZSC.
Okay, yeah, the traffic isn't bad here. I left about 8:20, so I should get into campus at 9. But it's like I got so used to the last few weeks, you know, being empty. You know, I have to tell you something. I didn't make it to the guy's wake. There was a professor who was supposed to start this semester. He was supposed to teach, like, winter session class. The guy was still working. He was, like, 70 years old. The guy died from pancreatic cancer. He got ill probably at the end of this when the semester ended. And his wake was, like, last, like, Thursday. I can't believe how fast, you know, it's like, this. You have to take life seriously. Look what happened to Kobe Bryant.
Yeah, well, pancreatic cancer is brutal.
Party Friday night with the union in Eastwind, and a guy was there, his wife passed away. She was a dean. And they sort of scholarship up. She had cancer, and she, you know, went pretty fast. I went to the wake like a few months ago, you know, so. That's what I'm trying to enjoy life. I'm doing my ham radio, doing everything else, traveling, you never know. So that's what I'm doing.
And it's true. Anyway, I'm gonna put the microphone down. I wanna keep an eye on traffic over here, and I apparently have an incoming phone call. So I will talk to you later. WB2ZSC.
ZSC, and to where I'm going to be cleared, I'm going to be at work.
That tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater.
Here is WB2EAV Mobile listening.
W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater. Tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater.
W-A-2-CDL, KC-1-SAM.
Who's this calling? Somebody just called me, W-A-2-CDL.
W-A-2-CDL, KC-1-SAM. Yeah, I'm calling in on Selden, but the link, I have to hear you in Glen Oaks because the link is not working from Glen Oaks to Selden. Just want to pass that along. I can transmit on Selden, apparently comes out in Glen Oaks, but it doesn't work the other way around.
Yeah, I know. Right now it's working. It's intermittent. This started yesterday. So I may have to go up there yet, later on and see what's going on.
Okay, right now it's not working, just so you know. I have to listen on Glen Oaks because nothing is coming out of Selden. I imagine if I'm talking on Sylvan, it's coming out of Sylvan, but what you're sending into Glen Oaks is definitely not coming out of Sylvan, because I'm switching back and forth.
Oh, okay. It's not working right now? All right, because it's working here. All right. Yeah, Lou may... I got to talk to Lou. He may have it set up as a workaround. Okay. That's probably the reason why. Which would make sense. But, okay. But right now it's working at this end.
Yeah, it took me a little bit to figure it out. So I can just pushing the button, I'm switching back and forth, so it's easy enough. But I'm listening for someone to come on so that I could pass along what I know. All right, you're probably working on stuff, so too early for ice cream, so I'll let you go back to your coffee and whatever you're doing. Good talking. Casey, when I see him, I'll be standing by.
Okay, yeah, very good. Yeah, I'm busy with all these different things going on at the same time. And I got to get ready for work, another work day this week. All right, talk to you later, Sam. Good talking to you. I'll talk to you soon. WHCDO.
Yeah,
73.
So what you got to do is grow a couple extra arms. You could do more. Casey, when I see him, I'll be clear. Have a good week.
Okay, talk to you soon. Yeah, talk to you soon. WHCDO.
W2VL repeater.
KD2 KNH Mobile. Well, I heard somebody on, but I can't make out anything you're saying, so I'll be standing by. KD2 KNH.
Thank you. That's one short.
This is KD2KNH. I can definitely hear audio on this end anyway.
Tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater.
WB2QEQ listening.
WB2, Quebec Echo, Quebec. This is Whiskey Bravo 2, Mike Sierra Bravo Mobile. Hello.
Good morning. Was it Walt? I didn't get that. Over to you.
Whiskey Bravo 2, Mike Sierra Bravo. Name is Maury. Mike Alpha Uniform Romeo Yankee. I'm mobile up in Stony Brook. Go ahead.
Okay, very good. WB2QEQ, I'm in the shack here in Floral Park. I kind of dreary morning. You're out on the road, I guess.
WB2QEQ, WB2MSD. Roger. Yep, I'm on the road and I'm just pulling in to get some gas right now. I got the dog in the back seat. And it looks like it's starting to cloud up here and getting a little windy. I didn't see if we were going to get any rain or anything, but it looks like it's threatening. Go ahead.
Yeah, I got a feeling we're going to get it. We're going to get it. Anyway, this transmission, good from my end. I'm fooling around here with these cables, and I don't know if I'm messing things up or not. You're coming in very well over here. No problem at all. Over to you.
You got a little rattle. I don't know whether it's the element in the mic or something loose in the mic or if it's just the repeater. I didn't hear anybody earlier, so I can't compare it, but there's definitely some kind of a rattle in the audio. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to drop out for a few minutes. I want to change some of these cables and maybe put another mic in here. I'll be on in a few minutes more. Hang on. WB2QEQ signing. Take care.
QEQ, roger, roger. All right, I'm going to fill up with some gas. If I'm not here when you get back, just wait a minute and give me another call, but I will be back. WB2MSP.
Mobile.